The readings of this day are those of yesterday, so we will not read them again. However, there's a few things that are important. And of course, also today, we celebrate the feast of Pope St. Anicetus, the first and only. He is one of the early popes of the first century who gave his life for Christ. One of the things that is important in the readings of this day and this week, in a way, for that whenever there is not another major feast, is the fact that the reading of the Gospel in particular confirms and reiterates the idea, the dogma of the faith held by the Church, that we do not hold the faith to come only from the sacred scripture, sola scriptura, as the Protestants do, even though they oftentimes do not follow them either. But we know, as St. John says at the end of this pericope of the Gospel, that there are many things that Christ did, many miracles, and many things that he said that are not written in the book, that is, in the Gospel. And that is deliberately so by the decision, by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, who guided the writing of all of the sacred scriptures. And so what that says is that at the beginning of the Church, many of the things that were still there, that were remembered by all the apostles and disciples and the Blessed Mother, were not in the book, but nevertheless they were explained and handed down. And that is exactly what sacred tradition is. In sacred tradition then asserts and affirms the fact that these books that we hold to be in the canon of the sacred scriptures are indeed scriptures. It is the Church under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, not any one individual or group of individuals, that decides what the scriptures are. And then also, she's telling us through this Gospel that there are many things besides that are not in the scriptures. So we are not sola scriptura, we are tradition and scripture. And that is the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.